2 Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Yeshua the Messiah, to those who have obtained an equally precious faith with us through the righteousness of Elohim and our Savior Yeshua the Messiah. Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of Elohim and of Yeshua our Master. According as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and Elohimliness, through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, so that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith, virtue, to virtue, knowledge, to knowledge, temperance, to temperance, patience, to patience, Elohimliness, to Elohimliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things are in you and abound, they make you to neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Master Yeshua the Messiah. But he who lacks these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purified from his old sins. Therefore the rather, brothers, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Master and Savior Yeshua the Messiah. Therefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and are established in the present truth. Indeed, I think it proper, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Knowing that shortly I must put off this tabernacle of mine, even as our Master Yeshua the Messiah has shown me. Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known to you the power and coming of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from Elohim the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice which came from heaven we heard, when we were with him on the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, to which you do well that you take heed, as to a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns, and the day star arises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy did not come in old time by the will of man, but holy men of Elohim spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.